The New River at McCoy in Montgomery County, Virginia, has an abiding beauty, and as we and our temporal beings understand the concept of always, it always has. Wildlife abounds. The river teems with fish. Wading birds like the little green heron are all around me. Swarms of insects play above the rippling water. Blazing red cardinal plants grow along the shore, bursting forth in an ephemeral profusion of color that will last mere days. This river is in the area of my birth and my current residency. It is the area I know better than any other, and yet, every time I see, touch, smell, and experience it, it is new. Long ridge lines, clad in a carpet of green, stretch into the distance from the opposite shore, mostly covering occasional rock outcroppings. A jet airplane flies overhead, trailing a long white pencil line on a blue background, its sound too faint to hear over the natural sounds of the river, the bird songs, the rippling water, and the leaves flowing in the gentle breeze. Three kayakers, dappled in neon yellows and greens, play in the rapids. I pick up pebbles and toss them into deeper waters, hearing their plop as they penetrate the surface tension of the water and emit concentric waves that are quickly swept away. A pulsing sound grows above the others, a deep, guttural sound, throaty, masculine, and mechanical, reverberating across the valley, ricocheting off the mountains. Visually, nothing changes. The chuffing sound increases in intensity, and the other sounds of river, birds, and insects seem to quiet as if in reverence. I turn to see a plume of white, smoky steam arise from upriver. I stand and look towards it, and from below the smoke emerges a massive black machine, a locomotive, steaming towards me. It has a hemispherical front, like a woman's breast, with a single yellow headlamp at the nipple. Below, between the hemisphere and the track, is a plow-like prow. Framing the hemisphere are two shiny tubes, pipes, that form hand railings which sweep upwards on the front and then traverse the massive horizontal tubular skin back to the cab. The massive Leviathan locomotive approaches, moving with power, forcefulness, and intensity, and my adrenaline level increases. The side comes into view, where a 2-foot-wide horizontal band painted in Tuscan red, framed in yellow pinstriping, sweeps from front to back. The numbers 611 painted in yellow, mid-engine. Above is a grand horizontal cylinder, gloss black, emerging from the front hemisphere and running the length of the machine to the rear cab. A tiny American flag flaps madly above it, near the exhaust where the smoke and steam throb upwards into a plume above. Below the Tuscan stripe are four colossal black metal wheels, 6 feet in diameter, the drivers linked by enormous silver dogbone-shaped linkages, all pulsating and reciprocating in an intricate, frenzied kinematic dance. The track is 20 feet vertically above me and 50 feet back from the river. Because it is at a higher elevation, I can't see the track itself, but I see the slope of track ballast, the tan-white embankment of rock which supports the rails. The ground below me seems to vibrate under the onslaught of the massive machine, and I feel the air move with a more humid hint of steam. The smell of burning coal wafts through the air, pungent but not bitter or unpleasant. I'm showered by a light dusting of coal cinder particles. The locomotive's cab passes me, and inside, I see the hefty, smudged-faced fireman with white-striped cap. Then the tender car passes, it too resplendent in its Tuscan red stripe with the words Norfolk and Western emblazoned on it. Then a parade of passenger cars follows. The Tuscan stripe has now widened to encompass nearly the entirety of each car's sides. My eyes are drawn overhead as the gray-black plume of smoke trails high above, spouting vertically from the locomotive, then trailing off horizontally as if a banner over the cars. Refocusing on the cars, I watch a procession of square windows, inside which are passengers barely discernible in dimly lit cars. A child waves at me, and I return her wave.